99 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVOA News Time is 8:23. Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Frank Lowry, who's been really one of the driving forces here for the Tablets of Honor project at the All Veterans Memorial.
Yeah, local veteran Frank Lowry. Frank, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Ron? Chuck?
Doing good.
We're doing all right here so far. So, Tablets of Honor. Going to be a busy place Saturday for sure with Freedom Fest. And the way it sounds is you guys have been, you know, busy really for the last several months.
Yeah, it has been a very, very busy summer. We've made a lot of progress down there. And phase two is the addition to the memorial to the northwest there. It is opened up now completely and all landscaped and looking really, really great. And about the only thing we got left to do is get the fence up, and it's on the schedule. So that project, well, it won't probably ever be done because we added two new tablets back to the first of the year into that area. And then there's room for five more. So it'll be quite a while before it's completely done. And then there's still a little room for some more expansion if and when it becomes necessary. So things are looking good back in there, and it's well visited.
Yeah,
that's encouraging. That's one of the things that's been going on. We do have the surveillance cameras up and running now. I think Ron Whitney talked to you about that a week or so ago, but that's a major improvement down there. And you know, I'm just tempted. I want to put Smile Your Own Candid camera all over the park, but that's not been authorized. But they're up and running, and it's really a amazing system. People that have it on, you know, that on the committee that has it in the they're programmed app or whatever you call them, you can watch that from anywhere that you got internet service. So check out people during the day or what's going on at the memorial if you can't be at a service and stuff. And it's just real. Well, we don't have audio, but we do have the video.
So that's
quite an improvement.
Can people log on and get that? Frank, anybody?
No, that's a limited
okay.
thing. There's three or four, I think, of the All Veterans Memorial Association committee members have it, and of course the police department, and I believe the zoo office or parks department office has it.
Okay.
It's limited, but. It's still pretty interesting.
Frank, why is this particular part of the All Veterans Memorial improvements, which have been an ongoing process now for well over a decade, why is that camera side of things such an important component now of this round of work?
Well, partially it was convenient to do it right now when we had the grounds all tore up and all the other construction that was going on. And a few years ago, we haven't had a lot of vandalism over the years, but a few years ago, we did have some rather serious vandalism done to a helicopter. And I don't know why people think they need to carve their names into the tank, but They do, and we just like to see that brought to a halt. And this was one of the ways that we, you know, I'd been corrected many times because I call them security cameras, and they're not security, but they are surveillance cameras. So we, you know, we now have the ability to see what's going on, and if we do notice some vandalism, we can go, you know, go back and check the cameras and possibly see who's doing what. So we're hoping that it deters that kind of activity.
You can survey now. That's what you can do.
Yes,
surveil.
Right.
There you go.
Yes.
That's exactly right. So so Frank and Frank Lowry, a local veteran, of course, with the All Veterans Memorial. Beautiful, beautiful park. And as Chuck alluded to, it will be hustling and bustling this Saturday with the Freedom Fest activities down at the All Veterans Memorial. Tablets of Honor, Frank. So how many tablets are up out there right now, all told?
All told, there are 13. We have 1,040 names inscribed on those 13 tablets. And, oh, my goodness, I don't know how many bronze plaques we have now, but each tablet will hold 80 names, 40 on each side. And then there's room for four or five bronze plaques on each side. And we have added probably 10 or 12 since we started the Tablets of Honor project in 2016. So it's continuing to progress, and people that want to get their favorite veteran or loved one added to the tablets can log on to allveteransday.org and go to the Tablets of Honor link on there. Or they can go on to, and they'll find a application, and then they can also go on our Facebook page, which is All Veterans Day or All Veterans Memorial, and the same process.
Okay, what's the cost, Frank?
Each inscription is a $150 donation now. Of course, like everything else, it's gone up over the last few years, and so we've had to raise our asking donation price a little, but that's a permanent inscription, and it'll be there as long as the granite is.
Frank, I was going to ask you here about your reaction to how this has been received, both here by the area, obviously the community tie with Emporia being the founding city of Veterans Day, but also the worldwide interest that has developed here the last 5 to 7 years.
Amazing. I'm just simply amazed that we now are represented. Out of those 1,040 names, we have 38 different continental states represented and two foreign countries. And now each applicant has to provide us with some kind of proof of service. So when I say foreign countries, people are quickly to say, well, how'd that work? And we have two individuals who served in their home country and then immigrated to the United States and joined either one individual joined the California National Guard after he became a U.S. citizen, and then another one, he joined a reserve unit after he became a citizen. So they both became U.S. Veterans also. And so we have two foreign countries represented.
It's amazing. It's amazing to see how this is laid out. And, you know, Frank, obviously a question comes up, given all of the work that you've already done, what other work do you have currently planned, or are you getting now to a spot where this is pretty much landlocked here at the All Veterans Memorial, and there's really not much more that you can add.
Well, it is pretty much landlocked, but there is still room for some more expansion, and there's other projects that are on the stove being considered by the committee. The latest thing that we've done, we now have a field memorial in place, and it's up around fairly close to the ship's anchor, and it's a bronze statue that was donated by the David Lane family, and it was dedicated to all those who made the ultimate sacrifice in all wars. And it was just completed earlier in October. It's a pedestal about the size of the flagpole pedestals. So, and there's room for more things like that. But at this point, there are no large projects in the works, but just getting things finished up and tidied up. I don't know if I really should say this, but I am resigning as chairman of this committee in January, and going to let somebody else take the reins for a while. I've been at the helm of this for about 20 years, and I think we need some new ideas and new new input there. So,
well,
I'm going to stay on the committee, but somebody else is going to be ramrodding it.
Well, you've done wonderful work. There's no doubt about that. A lot to be proud of.
Well, thank you.
We're proud of our veterans, and we're certainly proud and excited about the progress that's still being made down at the All Veterans Memorial. I do have to ask you, Frank, on the helicopter, was there a problem with something leaking out of that here this summer? I mean, I know there was kind of a – people had were telling me that there was kind of a scent or a smell coming off of something that was there. What was going on there?
There was, and we never were able to identify the actual source, because – there was some fluids leaking. What I call skylight windows, those green ones up at the top, had a hole from hail damage, and so rainwater was getting in there, and something evidently was leaking. Theory is that it either was a fuel line or a fuel filter canister had rusted through and was leaking. I do know that when we went and got the helicopter in 99, the tanks were drained. So, but evidently there was still just some fuel left in lines or something somewhere.
Yeah, it did have a fuel smell to it, I think.
Okay.
And it appears to be either all drained out or we did some patching on that window, and it appears to be remedied now.
Good.
Okay, sounds good.
It did have the fire department down there, and they checked it over and determined that it was no longer flammable, but that odor was not real pleasant.
Can imagine, no doubt.
I'd also like to take, if you don't mind, I'd like to take the opportunity to really thank ValueNet and you can pardon me. And I appreciate the thanks for the way things have gone down there, but you know, this whole thing, ValueNet did the surveillance cameras, and I appreciate the compliments on the way the park looks and all that. But as you guys well know, without a really good committee, you don't see something like this take place. And we've got 10 or 12 people steady that just really pour their heart and souls into this and are very, very dedicated to it. And they just don't get enough credit for all the work that they do, both, you know, on the surface and behind the scenes. And it all makes me look good, and I appreciate that, but they've got a lot to be proud of down there.
Yeah, you and your community.
It shows.
Yeah, it really does. It's a beautiful park, a lot to be proud of. You and the entire committee, Frank Lowry, have done wonderful work, Tablets of Honor ongoing, and those tablets look remarkable. The park looks beautiful, and the next time the flags will be flying will be, I believe, Freedom Fest on Saturday, and then the Veterans Memorial Service coming up on Veterans Day, which is the 11th. So, Frank, great to talk to you always.
And yourself as well. You guys have a good rest of the week, and put your ring gear on.
Okay, we'll Frank. Do it for tomorrow. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
All right, local veteran Frank Lowry, who will be stepping down as chair of the All-Veterans Memorial Committee, but still on the committee. And as Frank alluded to, they have done some remarkable work at that All-Veterans Memorial here in the founding city of Veterans Day.
Yeah, great to have the All-Veterans Memorial there, and then the Tablets of Honor specifically. Great project over the last 7 to 10 years and continuing to expand. Don't forget that